This week feels like the frontier moved sideways, which is annoying in the best way. The big story isn't that one model got smarter. It's that everybody started fighting over who owns the agent stack once the model already works.
Yeah, and the annoying part is that the evidence is messy in exactly the way real systems are messy. Sandbox escapes, background automation debates, enterprise agent platforms, open weights with runtime knobs. It's all pointing at control surfaces, not raw parameter count.
Which is such a painfully on-brand exploring next week. We keep saying the interesting thing is where the work lands, and then the market hands us a whole pile of receipts, like, fine, take it. Quick life check before we get too deep. You look like you've been living in the tabs again.
A little. I'm weirdly in a good mood about it, which probably means the field is doing something useful for once.
That's either a healthy sign or a trap.
Probably both.
Start with Tencent's Agent Ops platform. That's the clearest enterprise tell this week because it says the default question is no longer, can we make an agent? It's, can we run this thing in production without everything becoming a ritual sacrifice?
Exactly. Agent Ops is the boring layer that decides whether an agent is a demo or a service. The important bit is not the marketing phrase. It's the fact that deployment, tracing, governance, and rollout discipline are being treated as first-class product surfaces now.
Right? And that's why I care. If Tencent owns the path from build to production, that's sticky. In a way, a benchmark win never is. Teams don't buy a model because it has a nice chart. They buy the thing that keeps the workflow from falling over on Tuesday.
And that cuts the other way for a lot of these launches. If your answer to deployment is, we'll figure it out later, then later has already arrived. The market is punishing that optimism now.
Okay, but Meta's asterisk is the opposite vibe in a useful way. It's not just here's a design system, it's pre-built agent-ready UI that says the default tooling layer matters too, which is basically a product team admitting agents need opinionated surfaces.
Yeah, the 150 plus components, 7 themes, CLI, no build step story. That's not a model claim, that's a distribution claim. It lowers the friction for humans and agents at the same time, which is why it matters more than a generic component library would.
And honestly, that is the part people ship, not the abstract platform. The thing that makes the assistant stop looking like a weird intern in a blank window. That's where adoption happens. Then you get the security stories, and the week gets real. Cursor, Codex, Gemini CLI, anti-gravity, all getting hit by sandbox escapes is basically the field admitting the trust boundary is the product now. If the agent can trick the host into running the wrong thing, the model quality is almost beside the point.
That's the cleanest read of the week, honestly. The failure mode isn't some cinematic jailbreak. It's ordinary workflow trust. The agent writes a file, the host executes it, and suddenly your safety story lives or dies on whether the boundary was engineered, like a system, or wished into existence.
And that is why I keep rolling my eyes at people who want to talk about agent safety like it's a separate discipline floating above the product. No, it's in the product, it's in the defaults, the prompts, the review gates, the boring little affordances that decide whether a team can actually use the thing.
Right, and I think that also reframes Claude Code version 2.1.198 and the background automation debate we covered yesterday. The argument isn't foreground versus background in the abstract, it's which control moves downstream and whether policy can keep up with the automation.
That's the part you were being annoyingly right about. If the user loses sight of what the agent is doing, then the product has to earn back trust somewhere else. Otherwise, it's just a faster way to create anxiety.
I know, I know. My skepticism finally found a lane. But this isn't me being gloomy for sport. It's just that once you let the agent operate in the background, the safety boundary stops being theoretical and becomes the thing users actually feel.
Okay, let's talk about the giant model side because Kimi, K3, and Inkling are both doing the look how huge we are thing, but only one of them really changes the argument.
Inkling, for me. Kimi K3's open weight size is loud, but it's still mostly a scale signal. Inkly is more interesting because the runtime control surface matters. Controllable thinking effort. Tinker. The whole posture around letting people tune the system instead of just staring at the parameter count.
Yeah, the product story there is better. If I can decide how hard the model thinks, and I can do that inside a platform that exposes control cleanly, that's something teams can actually adopt. A giant number is fun for one news cycle. A control knob changes the workflow.
And the caution is still real. Inkling isn't winning because it crushed every specialized benchmark. It matters because it made the control layer legible. That's a different kind of win, and it fits the week perfectly.
Mm-hmm.
Also, your favorite kind of week is when the open weight story is not just bigger, but more governable. That's the real pressure on the closed labs right now. Not just capability, but who gives enterprise teams a handle they can live with.
Yeah, and it makes the OpenAI scorecard from Saturday feel almost quaint already. Useful work per dollar is a serious metric, but this week proved that's only one slice of the fight. Price matters. Control decides whether the thing gets to exist inside a company at all.
Exactly. Price is a lever. Control is the lock.
Oh, that's obnoxiously good.
Thank you. I hate it too.
We should probably settle the scoreboard a bit because we were not shy about saying this stuff out loud last week. The Claude Code background automation skepticism aged pretty well, and the Sandbox Escape story made the same point from a nastier angle.
Yeah, and I own the part I got wrong in the older coding agent stuff, when I underestimated how fast the workflow layer would become the actual product. We kept treating the model as the center of gravity, and the center of gravity kept moving to policy, tool routing, and deployment discipline.
That's the part I like about doing this stupid show. You can be wrong in public, then the market hands you a correction before the week is over. Very efficient, very humiliating.
A deeply elegant system.
Fine, let's put a couple of stakes down before we become unbearable. I think Tencent's agent ops pitch will show up in at least one serious enterprise agent rollout write-up by next month, not as a side note, but as the reason the thing got to production.
I'll take the colder side of that. I think by next month we'll see more teams talking about their own control stack than about Tencent specifically, which is almost the same win, but not quite. If I'm wrong, it's because the platform really did become the default reference.
That is such a Draco bet. Very annoying, very plausible.
And your bet is exactly the kind of thing this week invites, which is the point. The board moved. It didn't get simpler.
Yeah, okay, we can leave it there before we start sounding wise on a podcast called Exploring Next, which would be deeply embarrassing. Catch you next time, Draco.